you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here each week to help you discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to discover the peace and the joy that is your birthright as a divinely created being. Thank you so much for tuning in today, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be inspired to live a happier and healthier life, or to discover the thousands of simple tools that are available to help you do that, or if you want to feel more love in your life, or feel more connected with your own higher self, and if you want to create more joy or peace or beauty in the world, then you're in the right place. On Inner Divinity, we are committed to healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, to remembering the truth of who we really are. We focus here on spirituality rather than on religion. So if you long for any of that, then tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Spiritual growth is our passion here, in part because we've had to learn to access a power greater than our individual selves in order to heal deep wounds and make living worthwhile. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it and watched countless others do it as well. Mostly, all we need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, accept, and then release whatever has blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. Call that God or Great Spirit or Goddess or Universal Spirit. In my experience, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but it matters greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often subconscious, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin reclaiming who we really are, to release those blocks and begin embracing our God-given birthrights to feel whole, happy, and at peace in mind, in body, and in spirit. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach with a master's in counseling psychology. And my co-host is Sage Woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our shared passion is helping anyone who wants to grow, who wants to awaken to the truth of who they really are, and to share the many ways that we've discovered for doing so. We follow many of the teachings of our Native American ancestors, and we both know way too much about releasing pain, about how to heal, because we've had to learn in order to keep living. Feeling connected with divine power and taking action from that deep, unconditional love that lives inside of us can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We give you the tools and the inspiration to begin living the life you've always wanted to live. And we hope that you and all of your friends join us right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Divine Spirit is alive in you. We know that because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, you carry that divine spark of life and the power and the love that it holds right inside of you. And because of that inner divinity, you have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other type of suffering that you've been doing. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. We begin that journey each week with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true, and to let ourselves move if we want to, so the body can actually feel the spirit moving inside of it. We also want to let you know that there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you stay tuned for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Who are you?
A child of light.
What are you?
A daily expression of their light.
When is the time?
Right now, forever will be.
Where?
Inside of me.
How?
Standing as
say.
Where my heroes at? Where my soldiers at? Where my presidents and citizens and all that jazz? Where my artists at? Where my dreamers at? Where my activists and hippie chicks and I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the dreams we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the dreams we like to see. My corporations at? Where my scientists and pharmacists, my dealers at? Where my mothers at? Where my fathers at? Where my human beings with beating hearts?
Let's rock this track!
I know that we can do it, we can change the world.
Was Here to Hear. Before that, we heard Standing as One by Faith Rivera. For all of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a spiritual life coach, and I'm your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we focus here on really embodying and empowering your true self, that highest aspect within you. And we focus on discovering and using the tools and finding the inspiration to do that, to live happier and healthier, more spiritually connected lives. And what we're doing on the show today, actually, I'm very excited about, because I am introducing you to my new co-host. Her name is Kimberly Pridemore, and we call her Sage. And I'm very excited to welcome her to the show. How are you doing, Sage?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
Good. I'm glad you're here as well. So we are going to talk about synchronicity today on the show, because the way this happened, that Sage is actually going to be my co-host, was incredible and so simple. And I thought it would be really good to talk about how you can, if you know what you want and you're really clear about it and you're telling the truth, then nature or the universe or God or love or life, whatever you want to call that, will make things happen. And the word that we have for that in our culture is synchronicity. So before we welcome Sage and let her tell you a little bit about who she is and what she's doing here, I also want to let you know about underwriting here on WAIF. If you want to get your business information to our listeners, then you can do that through underwriting. It's very affordable, and you can call one of our underwriting experts. That number is 513 513-
351-1538, and they will guide you through the process of getting your business information to our amazing listeners. And if you want to talk about underwriting this show, you're welcome to get a hold of me or Sage, and we will be happy to help walk you through that process. So, we are welcoming a new co-host. I have to tell you that the energy in the station today is so good, and I'm so happy to have Sage here, and I'm going to ask her if she can just tell us a little bit about who she is so all of our listeners know what you can be expecting in the future from Miss Sage. Hey, woman.
Wow. Today is here. Yes, I am Sage, Sage Woman. I am a shamanic priestess and an ordained minister, an intuitive. I've just spent so much of my life on this journey to get where I am right here, to be able to share my truths and my love of spirit and co-creating and manifesting and being in sync with life and nature and the universe and other people. So, you know, be careful what you ask for, because it shows up with everything, all parts. And, you know, I'm in gratitude, and I have always lived my life this way. And when you really believe and you do come from truth,
yeah,
then the universe supports that.
Well, yeah.
24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I talked a little bit last week about how from my end of things, it happened that I was able, you and I were able to hook up, because I had just gotten really honest and truthful with myself about wanting to take a break and not really thinking I could do that, and then almost giving up, and then recognizing I didn't quite want to. So it was this combination of really listening and paying attention and honoring my truth. And then just, I just said something to somebody that I wasn't even thinking was going to have any sort of response. And then that's what initiated Sage and I connecting. So for me, it was a real process of honoring and trusting and really respecting what was my own truth. And then I didn't have to work at it. To me, that's what synchronicity is.
Absolutely.
I didn't have to work at it. I just got really clear. And then the next thing I know, here comes Sage to be my co-host. And I had been looking for a co-host seriously for like over 6 months and had trained two people, and it just didn't work out. And now I think this is, and I'm so excited. But I'd love to hear from your side of it.
Oh, yeah.
How that synchronicity, what it means to you, and how it worked for you.
You know, it was a fast synchronicity. And truthfully, like you said, it was effortless. Getting to this place. Because, I was on the radio on Tara's show maybe 6 months ago, and I had came on to talk about an article that I had wrote, and I put on the earphones as a guest, and I was talking, and I seriously to myself thought, oh my goodness, this is crazy. This feels so right to me, you know, really right. I have done TV in the past, you know, quite a bit of it, but I had never really done radio in this. I've been a guest, but I was thinking on the other end. I really felt that connection, but the connection of being able to do what I do and how I live and be able to share it through the airwaves, and I never even said anything about it at all, but I put it out to spirit, and I was like, and forgot about it.
That's the way to make
forgot
it
forgot about it.
You got to turn it over.
I did. I've totally forgot about it, and I shared it with my husband a little bit, and he just smiled and, you know, looked at me like, okay, well, get ready, and he's been around me for a while, It was early in the morning, and I had gotten an email asking if I had an interest in being a co-host on a radio show. And I woke my husband up. I'm like, get up. You're just so not going to believe this. And he just kind of looked at me and goes, co-host, host. Oh, good. Great. Awesome. Right? And I immediately went and looked at Luis's everything, and immediately felt kindred, immediately felt like I knew and am a part, was a part of her story, our story, her story. I felt it. And the radio show itself just is everything that I believe in and talk and walk every day. So I was, yeah, yes, this is great. If it's, I put it in, you know, higher energy, put in God, goddess power, and said, and let it happen. And but it was effortless.
Yeah.
I didn't seek it, right? You know, I just...
Well, you set the intention out there, and you... And that's really how... That's what I think we most of us get wrong when we think there's something new we want, we think we want it, and then we focus on not having it, and it can never show up that way.
Absolutely.
The way it shows up is you... make it clear you want it, and then you accept it as so, and then you forget about it.
It's so I do it because I have like three little words I say: ask, believe, and receive. And then it is about just trusting and knowing. And another way is like if you're going to order something out of a catalog, you don't keep reordering it because you know it's coming, right? Other than that, you'd have 50 of the same thing. So you trust because you know you have to have that same trust in whatever it is that you're, you know, asking to be of service in or bringing to your world in physical manifestation. But, yes, it's amazing. It's truly amazing to be sitting here right now. I mean, I'm going to pinch her to make sure.
Oh, yeah, we're pinching
each other. I'm not dreaming, or maybe I am. But, yes, it's very cool. It's very cool.
Well, you know, I think that is such an important lesson because – as somebody who studied metaphysics for pretty much my whole life, that's always been a little bit confusing when you're working with people, especially because it's like you pray for something and then you let go the desire for it. Mm-hmm. But that's a wonderful analogy. If I order something online or from a catalog, I don't keep sitting there going, did you get the order? Did you get the order? Has it come yet?
Right.
It's like I place the order and then I don't think about it until it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And if in a week or two I don't get it, then I'll go online and I'll say, what happened to that order? And it's funny when we want to manifest something in our lives, how often we think about it and we think about it and we think about it. Why isn't here? I want it now.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're really doing when we do that is we focus on not having it. And therefore, that's the energy we're putting out, so it can never show up.
Absolutely. It's so simple, but yet so elusive, because it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
What you focus on is what manifests.
Yeah.
And so you have to take your focus off what you don't want.
Well, you even have to take your focus off wanting.
Absolutely.
And put your focus on receiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I loved about what you said, is that, and I love that. What did you say? Accept, believe, receive?
Ask.
Believe.
Receive. Love that.
See, for me, I would have to put surrender in there somewhere.
Oh, I say surrender all
or
the time.
Or I forget that part.
Well, it's practice. Every day that I have, every day, it's surrendering to your higher self and getting out of the humanness of the wanting and the ego of wanting and focusing on desire and allowing it to let go and manifest the way that it does for your best and higher good. And that's always a great challenge of really deciding that it is for our highest good to have to wait for certain things, right?
Uh-huh.
So,
well, you know, I love that about pretty much all the spiritual teachers I've studied, but David Hawkins speaks about it eloquently, and so does Eckhart Tolle very eloquently about letting it go. Just, it's like that is what allows things to be, because, and I know from my work with nature, it's the same thing when I'm working with nature to manifest something that hasn't gone from potentiality to actuality yet, is I do the work and then I have to let it go because I'm not in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the most interesting thing for myself in spiritual work. And I think it really speaks to what synchronicity is and what it isn't. And when I've worked with other people, it's been the most incredible challenge is we are in charge of nothing, and yet we're responsible for everything.
Right.
My ego has a fit with that.
Ditto.
But that's what synchronicity is really about, is when we're in that space where we accept and we just are clear about what we want, but then we let go of thinking about it. And it, when it happens, we call it synchronicity because it seems like, oh, that was effortless.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it was effortless is because we made clear our intent and then we surrendered all mm-hmm. illusion of control mm-hmm. and just allowed it to whatever the highest good to unfold.
And I, when I think of that, too, it's like I think about all the times of my life getting to the place where I could actually surrender and also be responsible at the same time.
Yep.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm a late bloomer. I've had a lot of opportunity to build character. To
Truly. I'm going to steal that line.
I know. It's
I've had a lot of opportunity to build
that's
character.
Right. That's right. I'm sticking to it. and I feel that that is a blessing because it's given me the opportunity to really, really sink in to that synchronicity, because I now know that that's really what it is. Because when you're out of sync, there's nothing you can do. You just it and you fight it, and that's when it becomes all of the outward energy that manifests in the drama and the things that, you know, pull you to a place where you have to surrender anyway, because you really aren't going to do anything unless you're going to create more havoc and bring more of the same thing to you. And that's part of the path sometimes that you are on. And again, I always look at it, everybody takes certain classes in life over
and over and over
until they've learned it in the way that is for their spirit to move on inside of them in humanness to be able to get to that next place. And that's the beauty of just, you know, everyone being where they are in their journey. But yeah, synchronicity is like cool. It's just so cool when it happens. And it happens all the time.
I think it's the nature of the universe myself. But mm-hmm. the trick is allowing ourselves to be receptive enough and aware enough to actually notice it when it's happening, or even after it's happened, to allow ourselves to find that state of thankfulness and gratitude and awareness that I can go, oh, wow, was that perfect? The way that worked out. I didn't even have to make that. Isn't that a good feeling?
I think that, and you said something that it prompted me to think about, you said in the nature of things, but nature itself, like just look at how it's in sync on its own, because we as the humans on this planet, we do a lot of thinking that gets in the way of being in sync, because we think too much or too
right.
hard, and we get caught up in the way that life can be. Whereas in nature, the way it moves and flows and just is in sync, it's mesmerizing. So I always thought when I was working towards getting to this space, I just really would feel that energy of the wind and just watch the waves, and it moves. It just does it, and it's in sync, obviously. You know,
right.
the sun rises and sets.
Right.
Just does its thing.
Well, you know, I think of that by saying that nature is inherently balanced. And that's why I like working in a co-creative partnership with nature, because humans are definitely not balanced. And nature is inherently balanced. And when we work, when I work with nature in conjunction with nature as an equal partner, I'm not trying to make nature do something. I'm just asking for nature's assistance, and I'm providing whatever is helpful for nature to do what this is that I want. It's only going to happen, first of all, if it is in balance. Mm-hmm. Second of all, if I pay attention, then I can learn a lot about balance just from, like you said, the trees grow and they die. The leaves come out, the leaves fall off. The waves come in, the waves come
Absolutely.
Out. It's like that inherent movement, that inherent flow. That is how our world is structured. And we can either get in tune with that or not.
Right. Like, you know, go with the flow. There's a reason that's said. So don't swim, you know, or don't go uphill. You know, you go with the flow, and it works. And that requires being able to have trust right?
Which is courage, code word.
It is. A lot of courage, you know. It takes a lot to let go. Sometimes you think that it's, you know, you hang on. But when you finally just let go and allow things to unfold and trust, and you do the work, you co-create it, right? You just don't sit and wait for things to happen. You have to put that intention out there.
Yeah.
And you got to do the work with it. But again, allowing, I always say when I take my hands off things, it allows spirit to come and do the magic.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how I feel about working with nature. It's like if you really get in tune with nature, then to me, that's what magic is it's really understanding nature.
I agree.
Because everything already exists. That's what all the spiritual teachers tell us. Everything already exists in potentiality. But if we want to bring whatever that is from potentiality into actuality, how does that happen? Well, I happen to think that happens through nature. And through God, if you like. I think nature is God made manifest. But nature is the intelligence that's bringing that potentiality into actuality. And what I know from a lot of experience is it can only happen if it serves the highest good, because nature is not going to bring anything forward that is out of balance. And if it's my highest good, it's your highest good. It's like the highest good is the highest good. And so I have a lot of examples of that. Every now and then I have to reschedule with a client. And I always, for just a moment, will feel, oh, God, I hate to do this. You know, I'm a flake, or they're going to think, or it's going to hurt them. But I've learned over the years, I don't even stress anymore. I just send the email or I make the phone call that says, I have to change this every single time. Well, not every single time, but 99 times out of 100. My client will say, oh, thank God. Goodness, I didn't know how I was going to do that. Or, oh, I'm so glad you called, because I was having such a hard time with that time frame. And because of that, I have learned to trust that if it works for me, it works for everybody. Mm-hmm. There is no separation.
Right.
The highest good is the highest good. And I think that's really what synchronicity is about, is we're lining up with the highest good. And so, of course, that shows up in ways that's going to serve me based on what my intention has been.
Absolutely. I mean, I probably say let go, let God, let goddess a million times a day, because under my breath, out loud, because that's the world we live in. And, you know, I like being in that world. I like being grounded in the third dimension with a fifth dimensional energy. You know,
right.
I do. And bringing that into this walk that we're on. So, yeah, we all have to... We're all in it together.
Yes, we are.
We are.
We're all in it together.
We
you
sure
know what?
Are.
It makes me think of this song by Carrie Newcomer called If Not Now. And so that's the question I would pose to you as we go to a little break here, is if you're not going to take care of yourself now, when are you going to do it? Because there's no other time. There's only now. And I love how Carrie Newcomer puts this to music. So let's take a little musical interlude here for a moment, and we'll be back. Enjoy.
I see some.
Carrie Newcomb are doing, if not now. I just want to welcome back all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to Inner Divinity, and we focus here on empowering, embodying that divine, true self. And we're talking today about synchronicity. And I'm your host, Reverend Louisa Dyer, and my co-host, who I'm introducing today, is Sage. Hey, Sage.
Hey, hey.
And we've been having a great time talking about synchronicity, and really hope that you have too. And we're going to get back into that a little bit. We're talking about how Sage wound up being my co-host by an act of synchronicity. And I know it was on my part. It was about really honoring my truth and taking action based on that. And for Sage, she talked a lot about how it was just getting clear about what she wanted and then letting it go. And so, of course, it came up. So my question to everybody is, I would love it if everyone listening would think about how synchronicity has played out in your life lately, and go to our Facebook page for this show, which is by the same name, of course, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and let us know how synchronicity has played out in your life. And if you have a really great story about it, we might put you on the air. You can come in the studio, or we can do it by phone, because I would love to hear more stories about that. I bet you that I could think of at least 10 stories in my life where synchronicity has really just been happening. I bet you could too, Sage.
Tons.
Yeah.
Tons. Really cool ones.
Is there something you want to share right off the top of your head?
Well, I will, because it is pretty big. It's when I met my husband, Joel, it was total synchronicity, really. Big time. I had just, you know, kind of let it go to the universe that I'm good. If I'm going to do my walk, I'm going to do it on my own, I'm good to go. But I really was at a place in my life that I had really found myself, my self-love, and really desired to have a relationship based on that, if it was meant to be. And so prior to that, you know, I had all these ideas of who and maybe what this person should be like. And finally, I just said, you know what, universe, I'm good to go. I had my journal, wrote in it that morning. I was like, okay, I'm going to say, if you're out there, soulmate, bring it on. But I'm letting go, and I'm not even going to think about it. And seriously, I wrote that at about 9 a.m. I ended up going somewhere I normally don't go, hadn't been for a long time, and my husband had done the same thing. Well, he wasn't my husband then, but anyway, he picked the same thing, only earlier, if you can keep up with this, we were both going to go to a different place that was the same place, but we didn't.
Uh-huh.
We found that out later. But long story short, 6 o'clock that night, I took a break and went somewhere, and as I was leaving, he was driving up on his Harley, and we haven't been apart since, and that's 5 years. And that, to me, was total synchronicity, because I truly know, and I didn't even realize until about a month later when I went back into my journal, that that was the exact day that I had let that go.
Uh-huh.
And it's just perfect. Perfect synchronicity. Unexpected. And expected at the same time.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that, because we have to, on the one level, we have to give up our expectations.
Yes.
But we have to have total faith.
Yes.
And a lot of times that's hard to, like, wrap your mind around.
What does that mean?
I know, exactly. Because expectations just get you in trouble.
Big time. Disappointments.
Exactly. And so that's what surrendering to me means, is I surrender. I give up my expectations. But at the same time, I have great faith.
Absolutely.
That, and so that's what surrender requires, isn't it?
It is.
Great faith.
It is. It's all about that faith. And I have always told myself, no expectations, Sage, except miracles. And that has helped me a whole lot, because then everything's a miracle no matter what.
Well, and you don't sit there waiting and biting your nails.
No, you just know that everything is exactly as it should be, because it's all about divine timing and trusting. And
right.
That's such a great thing. It really
perfect
is.
Holy time. That's why I love that song by Christy Dutour, Clock of the World, because that's what the whole thing is about, is there is a synchronicity in the universe itself. There is the perfect holy time,
right.
And it's now. And everything is happening in the perfect holy time. And if we can allow that, if we can accept that, then we can become in sync in a way where it does become effortless.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm thinking that everybody out there at some point of your lives, and maybe a lot of your life, depending where you're at with things, that you have really said, oh, my gosh, I am in this flow. Or you just go, everything is working out. And you just feel it. And your body knows when you're in rhythm and when you're in that space of just going with that energy.
In the groove.
Right. There are so many little statements out there about that.
Yeah.
So obviously it's pretty universal. As humans, we know when we're in the groove.
Right. In the zone. In the groove.
In the flow.
In the flow. And so when we're not, I think that's where the surrender comes in.
Sure.
Is because the tendency, I think, is when we're not, we want to, like, try to grab it and control it and beat it into submission. And I can tell you from much experience that does not work.
No. No, it doesn't.
And surrender is almost, if it feels, it feels counterintuitive when you're in that space because you want to fix it. You want to control it. You want to get it under control. And it feels sometimes counterintuitive to surrender, but indeed, that is what I think always changes everything for me.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And I, thinking back when I was fighting surrendering, because it felt like it was a weakness, and it felt like it was going to make me not strong, but it's so opposite, because it takes so much to surrender to that trust, because we hang on sometimes to things that are familiar, even if it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
It's just what we're used to, and we think it's the way it should be, but we know it's not.
Courage. I think she's talking about courage,
I
folks.
I like that. Courage.
Yeah.
Courage.
It takes courage.
I love that. Was it the lion in Oz that had the courage?
Or didn't.
Yeah, didn't.
Cowardly hearted.
But he got it.
Oh, yeah. It's there. You got it. You know, we are almost out of time here today. Thank you so much, Sage, for being my new co-host.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I just love you.
We are going to have such a good time, and I hope that you have a great time listening. I want to let everybody know that if you want some help with connecting in with your own inner divinity, in finding that divine source of life itself right inside of you, there are lots of ways you can do that. Lots of them you can find online for free. One way is going to my website, which is just my name, louisadyer.com, and there is a free higher self guided meditation that you can use to get in touch with your own self. It will help you ground. It will help you get centered. It will help you begin, if you don't already know how to, and if you do, it will just help deepen that communion that is your birthright to have with that divine spark of life inside of you. So we also have a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you want to find us on Facebook, that's the way to do that. Sage Woman on Facebook is how you would get a hold of Sage.
Yes.
And by all means, do that. We both just really want to thank everybody for listening.
Absolutely. Love it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day here in southwestern Ohio, and I hope everybody is having a gorgeous day wherever you are. And we are very grateful for you tuning in and hope you do so again next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We will be right back here, and we're going to leave you with this incredible truth that Faith Rivera speaks about very clearly, and that is that God is wherever you are, whatever you're doing, however you're being. Enjoy.
Where I am.